Thursday, April 12th. President was pretty well tied up all day with NSC, other meetings, a couple long sessions with Ehrlichman on Watergate strategy, and follow-up with Kissinger on the problem in Southeast Asia, plus a congressional thank you reception for those who supported him on the vetoes in the House and Senate. I had only a short session with him at midday, and that was mainly a Watergate discussion as usual. He didn't have anything really new to add. We had some review with Strawn on his testimony. He had made one factual error, and Ehrlichman and I talked it over and advised him to go back to the grand jury and correct it, which he did by calling Silbert. Kissinger came in late in the day and had a long session with me. He's very concerned because he thinks there's a serious strategic mistake in putting me out front on this, because it will put all the focus on me and therefore render me practically ineffective. And he went at all kinds of threats that if the president dumped me or set it up so that I had to leave, he would leave too, that he wasn't going to stay if I wasn't there. And he thinks Ehrlichman should be sacrificed or someone else rather than me. I tried to explain it wasn't either or, and that I didn't feel I was being sacrificed, that I felt I was had to have the opportunity to clear myself. But he feels that no matter what the merits of the facts are, that whoever goes out front on this is going to be killed by it, and that at any cost it should not be me. So that's another factor to weigh in the equation. I'm going to have to get my statement redone, which I keep talking about but never doing, and get ready to put it out maybe the first of next week. Ehrlichman's pushing even for getting it out this week, but everyone else feels strongly, that is everyone being Kissinger and Ziegler, and of course my staff feels strongly that I shouldn't get out front, so we may hold up on that for the time being. End of April 12th.